All right, said Robert Jordan, and laughed and put his hand on the gypsy's shoulder. Don't take them too seriously, then. Now finish your breakfast and go.
And thou?
The gypsy asked.
What do you do?
I go to see El Sordo.
After those airplanes, it is very possible that thou wilt find nobody in the whole mountains, the gypsy said. There must have been many people sweating the big drop this morning when those passed.
Those have other work than hunting gorillas.
Yes,
the gypsy said, then shook his head.
But when they care to undertake that work...
Que va, Robert Jordan said. Those are the best of the German light bombers. They do not send those after gypsies.
They give me a horror, Raphael said. Of such things, yes, I am frightened.
They go to bomb an airfield, Robert Jordan told him as they went into the cave. I am almost sure they go for that. What do you say? The woman of Pablo asked. She poured him a bowl of coffee and handed him a can of condensed milk. There is milk? What luxury. There is everything, she said. And since the plains, there is much fear. Where did you say they went? Robert Jordan dripped some of the thick milk into his coffee from the slit cut in the can, wiped the can on the rim of the cup, and stirred the coffee until it was light brown. They go to bomb an airfield, I believe. They might go to Escorial and Colmenar, perhaps all three.
That they should go a long way and keep away from here, Pablo said.
And why are they here now? The woman asked. What brings them now? Never have we seen such planes, nor in such quantity. Do they prepare an attack? What movement was there on the road last night? Robert Jordan asked. The girl Maria was close to him, but he did not look at her. You, the woman said. Fernando, you were in La Granja last night. What movement was there?
Nothing.
A short, open-faced man of about 35 with a cast in one eye, whom Robert Jordan had not seen before, answered.
A few camions, as usual. Some cars. No movement of troops while I was there.
You go into La Granja every night? Robert Jordan asked him.
I or another? Fernando said. Someone goes.
They go for the news, for tobacco, for small things, the woman said. We have people there?
Yes, why not? Those who work the power plant? Some others?
What was the news?
Pues nada. There was nothing. It still goes badly in the north. That is not news. In the north it has gone badly now since the beginning.
Did you hear anything from Segovia?
No, hombre, I did not ask.
Do you go into Segovia?
Sometimes, Fernando said. But there is a danger. There are controls where they ask you for your papers.
Do you know the airfield?
No, hombre. I know where it is, but I was never close to it. There is much asking for papers.
No one spoke about these planes last night.
In La Granja? Nobody. But they will talk about them tonight, certainly. They talked about the broadcast of Chiepo de Llano. Nothing more? Oh, yes, it seems that the Republic is preparing an offensive.
That what?
That the Republic is preparing an offensive.
Where?
It is not certain. Perhaps here, perhaps for another part of the Sierra. Hast thou heard of it?
They say this in La Granja?
Yes, hombre. I had forgotten it, but there is always much talk of offensives.
Where does this talk come from?
Where? Why, from different people. The officers speak in the cafes in Segovia and Avila, and the waiters note it. The rumors come running. Since some time they speak of an offensive by the Republic in these parts.
By the Republic or by the fascists?
By the Republic. If it were by the fascists, all would know of it. No, this is an offensive of quite some size. Some say there are two. One here and the other over the Alto de León near the Escorial. Have you heard aught of this?
What else did you hear?
Nada, hombre. Nothing. Oh, yes, there was some talk that the Republicans would try to blow up the bridges, if there was to be an offensive. But the bridges are guarded.
Art thou joking? Robert Jordan said, sipping his coffee.
No, hombre, said Fernando.
This one doesn't joke, the woman said. Bad luck that he doesn't. Then, said Robert Jordan, thank you for all the news. Did you hear nothing more?
No. They talk, as always, of troops to be sent to clear out these mountains. There is some talk that they are on the way, that they have been sent already from Valladolid. But they always talk in that way. It is not to give any importance to.
And thou, the woman of Pablo said to Pablo almost viciously, with thy talk of safety.